1970, psychologist Gordon Gallup Jr. devised a test to determine if an animal is capable of visual self-recognition. Known as the Mirror Self-Recognition or MSR test, this behavioral technique has been proven to be beyond problematic, because while it was never expected that all animals would exhibit it, on the contrary, it turned out that many of the animals we thought would be capable of it are not, or at least it was not easily proven. And some that really shouldn't be capable of it are. Before we get to that, however, there is a known bias in this test. Animals may not be visually self-aware, or express it if they are. They may do it in ways that the mirror test can't measure. A good example here would be birdsong. A bird may not be visually self-aware, but it may be able to distinguish its own song from that of other members of its species. This actually creates somewhat of a dilemma in the field of artificial intelligence. What exactly constitutes self-awareness to a machine? More on that in a bit. The mirror test has been done on a great many species of animals, and some of the results were surprising. How it works is this. The animal is marked with a sticker or red dot of paint in an area of the body that they normally cannot see, such as their forehead. When presented with a mirror, if the animal notices the mark and reacts, the thinking goes that the animal is aware that it's looking at itself and something isn't quite right with the image. Very few species pass, yet the ones that do are weird. Perhaps unsurprisingly, the great apes pass it, as do the dolphins and orcas. You'd think the elephants would be on the list, but it's only ever been seen with one single Asiatic elephant. The rest subjected to the test did not seem to, which might simply mean that one elephant was vain and the rest didn't put much stock in their appearance. Other primates often do not pass, however, such as certain species of baboon which fail it. Yet get this, oceanic manta rays seem to pass. Giant pandas fail, yet magpie birds pass. Perhaps the strangest is a species of fish known as the cleaner wrasse. This is a strange one. It's a fish that lives in cleaning symbiosis with predatory fish. They groom them, basically. What happens is what's referred to as client fish know where the cleaner wrasses are congregating and they deliberately go there to get cleaned. Not unlike driving to a car wash to remove parasites. Predatory fish have been observed to open their mouths and gills so that the cleaner fish can get access. In 4 hours of activity, a single cleaner wrasse can cover 2,000 client fish. They normally consume parasites, dead scales, etc., but are known to occasionally cheat and feed on healthy tissue. Yet the predatory fish seems to be okay with it, as cases of one eating a cleaner wrasse are very rare, and the predator fish may understand the benefit of cleaning parasites that this particular species does. This is probably not hard to justify. A reef in Australia where the cleaner wrasses were removed did not fare well. The number of other fish in the area dropped dramatically to the point of 3/4 of the predatory fish population disappearing. But here's the kicker. The cleaner wrasse passes the mirror test. The fish saw the mark in the mirror, scraped off the marking, and then went back to the mirror and checked to see that it was gone. Even stranger, some species of wrasse appear to be able to use tools. They can manipulate rocks and smash sea urchins for food. Wrasses, in turn, are a common aquarium fish, and they're employed industrially in salmon farming to remove parasites, particularly in Scotland's aquaculture industry. An intelligent fish is one thing, but at least partly the mirror test is learned. In the original experiment Gallup did, there were 2 very young chimpanzees. It was assumed that they had never seen a mirror before. When shown the reflection, they reacted as though they were seeing another chimp and made threatening gestures. But they soon figured it out and started using it for grooming areas that were not visible to them without the mirror, and even making faces at themselves, and one was noted to blow bubbles in front of the mirror. The studies continued, and critics of the test noted that it may be that the animal doesn't realize that it's seeing its reflection, but that it's seeing some bizarre entity that it has control of, or it sees the reflection as another animal and tries to help out because it has a red dot that shouldn't be there. Other criticisms include pointing out that some species, dogs being a really good example, rely more on smell and sound than they do vision, which might explain why dogs actually fail the test as it was originally designed. At least officially though, I've personally had both cats and dogs that understood their reflection. The dot, I never tried that, but they knew they were not seeing another animal in the mirror. I had one cat which started out as a feral kitten that I was able to domesticate into a happy house cat that was initially confused by seeing a mirror, but didn't seem to think it was another cat. He was just initially confused, but he quickly learned that it was just his reflection and ignored mirrors from then on. And with dogs, there's always the marking of one's territory, so to speak, which seems to be dogs self-recognizing. How this translates to something like an elephant is again a concern with a test. So the weak point is how reliant an animal is on vision. It may be that most animals are self-aware in some way, but not necessarily visually, especially in light that a relatively primitive fish can do it, which happens to be brightly colored, suggesting a reliance on vision. But animals less reliant on vision cannot do it, but may do it in other ways. There's also another somewhat deeper problem. So far as we can tell, self-recognition in animal and human brains is in the neocortex. But this is a problem. Non-mammals have no neocortex, yet some of them pass the test. That raises an interesting question. Could self-recognition be an example of convergent evolution? We see convergent evolution in other areas. There's a reason sharks and dolphins are similarly shaped. It's a good design to move through water. Yet sharks and dolphins are very distant species from each other. So could self-recognition be a situation where multiple different species have developed it independently, and that evolutionary pressure sometimes favors it? That's an open question. So the animals that have passed the mirror test include orcas, bottlenose dolphins, the one Asian elephant, the gorillas, chimps, bonobos, and orangutans. And here's where it gets odd. The Eurasian magpie passes, as do some pigeons, but only after a period of training, but not in the wild. The cleaner wrasse and the manta rays and humans. With that spread, you have to wonder about extinct species. Would a Tyrannosaurus rex with a red dot placed on its forehead pass the mirror test? Or alternatively, notice the dot and eat the scientists in retribution? Not good. Anyway, in humans, it's complicated. With humans, they actually use a variant of the test, sometimes called the rouge test. You basically make a dot on a child's head with rouge makeup and do the test. The idea is that the child that spots the rouge in the mirror will touch the rouge or try to wipe it off. Unsurprisingly, the outcome depends on age. From 6 to 12 months, they just see a playmate. After 1 year, however, embarrassment starts along with self-admiring. By 18 months, they typically start to know that they're looking at their reflection, and after 24 months, it's the norm. But there is another dimension to the mirror test that will become increasingly important in the coming years. Can a robot or AI pass it? The answer is yes, but conditionally. It's important to note that ultimately the mirror test is a self-awareness test. But ultimately what you're trying to determine is one's ability to recognize a change in the reflection. But it's broader than that, at least in humans. It may implicate the ability to assess actions, emotions, and thoughts against an individual's own standards. This comes with it the implication of how one comes across to others, or at least that's one assessment within psychology. This is different from animal tests where you're just trying to see what possesses heightened intelligence, or at least that which you can recognize by an animal's interaction with a mirror. This ultimately gets into the difference between sentience, which is typically defined as being conscious, which lots of complex life passes that, and sapience, which is much higher order. It's applying things like knowledge, understanding, insight, common sense, and so on, and is largely the domain of humans, but there is much debate about whether there are hints of sapience in the animal kingdom. Moreover, it may be that one can be sentient, but not sapient, or vice versa. Imagine an advanced alien civilization that is sapient, but not sentient, and that gets close to AI. With AI, the question of sentience is complicated enough. Can a computer or robot ever be truly conscious in the sense of biology? We don't yet know. It may never be possible to create a conscious entity in a machine form. Sapience, on the other hand, however, may be possible with a machine, but there's no guarantee it will be the same type of sapience as a human. Likely it will be forms of sapience without sentience. This brings back the mirror test. What does it mean if a computer or robot passes it? Well, they have passed it, and it's been several different computer systems that have done it. But these systems are neither sentient nor sapient. Rather, they are complex programs that can collect data and sift through it looking for cues. It doesn't really represent a true passage of the mirror test in the same way as it does in animals and humans. Or does it? In a way, it's just machine learning, just like the rouge test is an exercise in development and learning in a human. So from that perspective, it doesn't look all that different. But it does highlight one of the greatest questions of the years ahead as AI develops. What does it really mean to be intelligent biologically versus intelligent artificially? And what separates us from the machines? Thanks for listening. I am futurist and science fiction author John Michael Godier, currently addressing those that think I'm an AI. It's an emphatic no, and those that think I'm an alien will disagree vehemently. And be sure to check out my books at your favorite online book retailer and subscribe to my channels for regular, in-depth explorations into the interesting, weird, and unknown aspects of this amazing universe in which we live.